You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We are here with you for one more hour. Thank you so much for being our friends, our buddies, our pals hanging out with us. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are also here for you. We got a great show still ahead. The hour is packed with great stuff. We're going to be speaking to Martin Alvarado. He's a community engagement librarian for business and technology at the Central Library in Madison. That is a big business card right there. He'll be talking about his book picks as well as some great stuff happening at the library because it is National Library Week. And then we will be closing it all out with the nightcap here because we get fancy at the end of the show. Really quick, folks, if you had a chance to take part in the Break into Spring Text to Win Multi-State Contest, great. You still have one more opportunity in the 7 o'clock hour this evening, and then the whole thing starts again in the morning at 7 a.m. with a brand new keyword throughout the day. You can enter 7 times in that day. Really quick, though, I noticed someone put this up here, and I'm glad they did. I can't remember who posted it. It was somebody on the text line. It was Bob on Wisconsin's East Coast listening, WAUK. If you text in and you get something back from us that asks you to do something like maybe subscribe to a newsletter or sign up for, a local newsletter or the Civic Media newsletter or something in that vein, that is a chance to get an extra entry into the Break into Spring Text to Win contest. So you see that come through. It'll happen once, period, not every day or every time you enter. But once throughout the whole two-week process, you will get one chance to get one extra entry. Go ahead, click through that, get that extra entry, and you are good to go. But again, thanks to everyone who took part last hour. Another one coming up at 7 p.m., and we'll be good to go. So, guys, I feel like that was a really good first hour.
That was fun.
Frank Hermes is always a blast.
Frank just brings the thunder. He just brings it so much. So I'm raring to go for the second hour. I think it's time, everybody, to restate the question of the night, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is the most... we should do it together in stereo. You do it. It's your question. Go ahead.
Who is the most annoying voice in sports? It could be, like we said earlier, it could be an athlete, it could be an announcer, a fan, someone their either voice is grating or what they say. Voice can be taken many different ways. So be part of the fun, folks. Tell us who the most annoying voice in sports is as far as you're concerned. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app or if you're watching us on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter. Drop us a stream comment and be part of the show. Always more fun when you guys participate. And as you know, you can always weigh in on anything we're talking about.
So we pose a question every night here on the show. Yeah. And we get great engagement on the text line, on the live stream, on Facebook. It's wonderful. I don't personally, this is me, I have not seen this much engagement on a question yet. You usually get between 50, like 10, 15, maybe 20. We've got like nearly 3 dozen. So... people have opinions.
Yes.
Who do you have on the text line who wanted to voice their opinion on the most annoying voice in sports?
Well, why don't we do this? Since we have so many on social media, we can jam through these and then just go through social media. David in Richland Center says, Troy Aikman.
Okay.
I kind of agree with that. In fact, he bothers me more than Joe Buck. I know a lot of Packer fans don't like that tandem. I've come around on Joe Buck. I don't mind Joe Buck. I think Troy Aikman is pretty annoying, though. 715 says, I'm driving. All right, be careful, 715.
All right, good. All right. Okay.
920, annoying sports voice. Any male with a feminine tone.
Oh, okay.
No idea what to make of that.
I don't know what that means. Can you provide an example?
Yeah, please. Just a general condescending, whatever. 920, John in Oshkosh says, Stephen A. Smith is like nails on a chalkboard. That's my guy, too. I have a lot of trouble listening to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't stand listening to him talk ever, whether he wants to talk about sports or politics or his hot takes on feminism, you name it. Anytime he talks, I am out.
He's that guy, Greg, that like, I don't like the sound of his voice and I don't like what he says. He's just annoying and even more annoying than Skip Bayless. And how you achieve that, I have no idea. But he does.
Congratulations, Mr. Smith. You're worse than Bayless. All right.
No kidding.
We got to see here. We got anybody else on the live stream or on the text line? I think that's about it for folks on that one. But we have a lot on the Facebook page here. Rockers says Collinsworth. That's one more for Colin. We got Stuka. You already said yours. Rich LoCascio, our co-worker here at Civic Media. Joe Buck by far.
Okay.
We need a lot of those.
Wow.
Yep. I don't. Don't know what Chad's trying to get a hold of here, but that's fine. Eric on Facebook says Skip Bayless. I feel it's a cast of usual suspects here. Sean says Gronk, Collinsworth top my list. On a positive note, I could listen to Al Michaels or Kevin Harlan call a pickleball match. Yeah, I use pickleball as the example. Not gonna go to confession either. Well, I mean, it's not like you're making a highly controversial statement there. It's pickleball. Everyone plays it, so. So that's from Sean. Ian goes on and says, wow. Stephen A. Smith, Colin Cowherd. Cowherd. I like that one. That was very good.
Oh,
Ian.
He's bad too.
Is that a different person? I thought he was making fun of Chris Collinsworth.
No, Colin Cowherd. He has this show where he calls his followers the herd and he's just very condescending. And it's like, dude, it's sports. It's not important. Calm down.
He also says Skip Bayless, chicken or the egg photography, good plug. Chris Collinsworth, hands down. And that's actually, Brian says Chris Collinsworth. And let's see, anybody else here? We got some Aikmans here. Got Aikman. Oh, who else, sir? Rob up in Tigerton says Joe Buck, Troy Aikman. So there's that one right there. Matt says Rob Gronkowski. I don't mind Gronk. I like him. I like him. He's got an energy that I enjoy.
Yeah. I've come around on him a little bit. He said a lot of dumb things earlier in his career. Nothing hateful or anything, but he's just kind of a knucklehead, and that's probably what makes him such a great football player.
I mean, apparently he got almost into a fist fight with a Paul brother. I don't know which one, Paul, but the blonde, dumb one. So take your pick.
Both of them, yeah. Logan? I think it was Logan, by the way.
Logan, is he the more successful one? Is he the one who doesn't get punched on Netflix for a living?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you.
I would love to see Gronk just take both their heads like Mo and like clunk them together. And
that old timey clunk.
Hey, what's the idea?
Ben says Chris Russo. I don't know who that is. So okay, by the way, I don't know a lot. I know the top tier people. So your Bucks, your Aikmans. I know. Sure. I don't know who Chris Russo is.
I was looking for that one too. We've got Robert, who is our favorite Nightlight opera singer, says Trump.
Well, okay.
He's a great athlete. You got to admit.
Now I don't like this one. Jimmy Koska, our buddy, sports guy here. He calls all the sports, does all the high school sports. He's a wonderful guy, coworker, love. He says probably me, to be honest. I don't like that, Jimmy Koska. Believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has got a fantastic voice.
Plus, he speaks about high school sports with the passion and enthusiasm of the professional commentators. He is so into it and loved it so much. I will not take this kind of naysaying about yourself, Jimmy Koska. I will not.
I'm with you. I love Jimmy, and he's long overdue to be back on this show, too. So, did you get Heidi's comment, Adam Coco?
No, I didn't see that one. No, Adam Coco. Who is that?
I don't know who that is. I clicked like because I don't know any better.
Oh, I think it's someone she knows. She tagged him to like say, hey, you should take a look too. RC Martin says the armchair analyst friends we all have, the couch coach, the coach of the special teams in his dreams, the Ottoman linesman. My God, that's amazing, RC. I just want to frame that and put that on the wall somewhere as one of the greatest comments ever.
That's awesome.
Way to go, RC
Martin. Great stuff. P. PG. Did you get him, Greg, Stephen A. Smith, PG Hafeman?
No, I didn't. There's another one for Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah,
I don't know who DP says Lisa Byington. I don't know who that is either. So,
but I don't know who that is. Did you get Mike Desitel?
I did not, no.
Okay, he says, I'm not sure I dislike any of their voices, but I cringe when sportscasters fall into a pattern of saying the same hackneyed phrases such as, he's one of the best in the league. Duh, of course, that's why he's on the team, you idiot. Or telling me what college player attended or telling me what college a player attended after he's been in the NFL for 10 years. Who the heck cares? Stuff like that. That was very comprehensive.
Hey, you know that running back? He's one of the best.
Yeah.
He's good.
Very fast.
I'm going to go ahead and say he's a good player, everybody. I'm here. I'm making $10 million a year to talk in a suit that's too big. All right. Welcome to Fox NFL. Robert on the text line listening on WMDX says, Jim Rome, exclamation point, Ooh. Exclamation point. I remember when that guy was around in the very beginning. Like, I feel like he was, correct me if I'm wrong, was he one of the first to kind of pioneer this whole new thing of like, I'm not just calling the game. I am the game. And he just like, he is the attention. It's not really what he's talking about. You're paying attention to Jim Rome. Or I might be thinking about somebody else, but I feel like he's one of those guys who just, it didn't matter what he was talking about. You were there to listen to him.
I think that's right. And I think he was like one of the first, he was like clickbait before there was clickbait. Like he would say outrageous things. He picked a fight more or less or was controversial and kind of in quarterback Jim Everett's face who ripped the table up and went after him. Like he really got under people's skin. Yeah.
He called him Chris Everett. That's right. I just watched that video the other day.
His kid went to Madison and graduated with my son, and his kid's supposedly a great guy. And Jim Rome is, look, say what you want about him. The guy found out some kind of niche and crushed it.
But absolutely. Yeah,
He had four TV shows too. Apparently, Jim Rome is burning.
At the same time.
No, all like throughout the years. But it's
gotcha.
Crazy.
So you're
he
saying
would challenge his listeners, and he would say, "Have a take." And if the take wasn't properly worded or didn't have enough chutzpah behind it, or what, he would call them out on it. Like he challenged his listeners and got in their faces, so to speak.
So he would hold his listeners to a standard of professional commentators that they would not have because they are not professional commentators. They're on a national show talking to a guy they like, and he's going to sit there and be mean to them. What a good dude. What a good dude.
Yeah. it worked for him, I will say
that. I guess he's richer than I am.
Chad Friend. He's been on the show before. Pete Schwab, of course. He always just answers Pete Schwab and he thinks he's funny.
I don't know why he does
a comedian.
That.
I think he needs a new premise. The Schwab thing has been done to death. Let's move on.
Yeah. Do you know, Chad, you ever heard the joke, women be shopping? I mean, try that one out for a while. See what happens there. Well, John also goes on to say, he says, Aikman and Joe Buck are the worst, but Sean comes in and says, I don't understand the Aikman and Buck hate. Steeler fan here, and I've never heard anything overly partial out of either of them, and they generally call a pretty good game. I'm sure there are a lot of Packer fans who fiercely disagree with you.
They do not like those two guys. I don't know if you got this guy either. One of my favorite rock rap artists from Green Bay, Matt Harper, says Rob Gronkowski. So
there
I think
go.
We got them all, Greg.
We got them all. Thank you so much, everybody. Really quick, Dom, anybody for you?
Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, I definitely.
There
definitely,
you go.
Without a doubt. Not a big fan of him.
Well, he might be President Smith in a few years. So all right. We're going to get on out of here. But when we come back, don't go anywhere. Producer Dom is going to tell us a small story. Not a small story, a big story about a big product that he tried recently. So don't go anywhere. And if you're hungry, bring those napkins, tuck them in, and get ready to feast on some stories here on Civic Media. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Box. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You are listening to us live and in charge. I'm coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine. Pete is with me all across the state in Marinette, Wisconsin. And making the jaunt to Madison is Dom Lee on the boards, or as one of our listeners, Brett, calls it, the Yadder Hay Triangle. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Still ahead, we're going to be talking to Community Engagement Librarian for Business and Technology at the Central Library in Madison, Mr. Martin Alvarez. Alvarado will be back here talking about his book picks as well as National Library Week, so don't go anywhere. And don't go anywhere once the show is done, because in the 7 o'clock hour, you will have another chance to get a keyword for the Break into Spring Text to Win Multi-State Contest. So don't go anywhere. Get that Civic Media app ready to go, and you'll get that keyword. Enter and win $200 and a chance to win a mattress set from Verlo. So stick around. Good luck. If you don't have the app, got to download the app. Download it right now and be ready. So I feel like, Pete, we've been talking about this for a few days a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. with regard to a brand new food product coming from one of America's most beloved fast food restaurants, maybe America's first fast food restaurant. Let me look at here. Hold on. They're called McDonald's. And we talked about
it. I was part of the McDonald's family in high school. I worked there.
Really? Get out of my face. I'm Burger King, baby.
Jimmy John's.
Whoa.
Jimmy John's.
Oh, dude, it's on. We got to do something with that.
Yeah, we definitely have to do something with that. We'll compare stories. I'll tell you how the Whopper used to be an actual Whopper. Now it just looks like a burger. So we talked about a brand new food product, and we kind of like said, all right, whatever. I didn't have a chance or desire to try it. Pete, I don't think you have tried it yet, but our very own producer, Mr. Domley in Madison, tried the Big Arch.
It's true. It's true. And I have a little story to tell as well, because
oh boy,
Last week we were talking about it, and I decided after the show that I'm going to get the Big Arch burger.
Did you submit your receipt for reimbursement?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that's research, buddy.
No,
that's
I missed research. Out on that's, that. Missed out on that.
Write that off on taxes.
Oh, okay. But anyways, I was going.
Tom's accountant says, seriously? Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyways, I was going, and it turns out that they didn't have the Arch burger the first time I went. So I missed out on that. The day after, they also didn't have the Arch burger. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to a different. I don't know what was going on. Greg has a question.
Were they out of it, or they just forget? Because I feel like the things that go into the Big Arch are standard. Like, it's not special order.
Well, they said,
so therefore,
it must have been. They said we don't have that anymore. So I was like, okay, all right. It was late, so I got the benefit of the doubt. But you know, after the third time, they finally had it. And let me just say, this is the best burger I've ever had in my life. The best. I promise.
Really quick follow up, Dom. When does the McDonald's check clear? Like, did they Venmo you to say that, or did they like they pay you in arches and Big's arches?
Yep, every single time you say, "I'll give you." So, Zelle.
What is it? What is it about it?
It's
well, first of all, before you say that, I want like, what is it again? It's like it's basically a Big Mac. It's a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But with more cheese, a different bun, different sauces.
New sauce. It's basically like
Big Arch.
Okay. It's Thousand Island with pickles, all right? It's fine. Okay. So walk us through this.
Well, I'm a hungry man. I came home after a show. I was like, I need the biggest burger I've ever had in my life. And it turns out it worked so well. I had a terrible stomach ache around 11:30 at night. And, you know,
but it was worth it.
Was so
I
worth
walk
it.
With a limp now. I don't get it, but it was worth it.
The Big Arch flattened my arches on my feet. It's weird.
Yes.
So you liked it?
I did, and it could have been because I was really hungry, but I don't think so, because I've had a Big Mac and it's different. I love the new Big Arch sauce. That's why I like it.
What's the Big Arch sauce?
I'm not too. It's mustard and pickle. It's like a mustard and pickle mesh.
So it's essentially the opposite, like the mirror opposite of the secret sauce, which is essentially Thousand Island, which is mayo, ketchup, and pickle.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So really quick. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. we definitely have a fan in Dom.
Someone's so you said you may have after the show again, I think.
Well, okay. So Pete, I think we need to do another experiment because science is driven by data. Correct.
Yeah.
Right? It's driving my data.
Well, or alternative facts, either way.
Okay, Uncle Gary. I think what we need to do a series of three tests. So you did the first time, but you were hungry and it was late.
True.
And you liked it.
And
so
you got sick.
And you got sick. Yes. I think you need to have it at a lunchtime hour when you're not hungry, but you're like, it's time for lunch. I'm going to grab a Big Arch. And then I want to know that. And then I want a third, like, for control.
Ooh.
So we just... So... That's what I need from you.
Okay. Okay.
Within the next week or so is but to get. Yeah.
Hold on. We don't need Dom running to the latrine.
Do you guys, you know, you during guys have the show the
either. That's right? My.
I'm not saying do it now or during the show. I'm not saying
I'm just
eat
saying
the
if
burger
he
during
before.
The, well, that's fine. I mean, you know your body better than I do, and thank God for that. But I'm just saying, I think we need some more data, because if you were leery on why you liked it, then I think we need to understand it more with more evidence and data.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's what I think. Here's what I'm hearing. My alma mater, McDonald's, my place of employment, where I made $3.35 an hour. And when I went in for a review, they bumped me a nickel for being a go-getter. I think... And nothing personal to you, Greg. I know you weren't involved in the creative side of the Burger King family, but McDonald's is still out there putting out new product that Dom is eating at an alarming
rate. I just had
the brand new Texas Whopper from Burger King when I was in Arizona last week. So don't talk to me about Burger King dropping the ball. They carry the scepter, baby.
We've got a horse in the race, folks. We'll do some kind of compare and contrast here one of these days.
All right, folks, when we come back, we will be talking to Martin Alvarado from the Madison Library, the Central Library of Madison, about his book picks as well as National Library Week. So don't go anywhere, folks. Stay tuned. Stay close. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Bye. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. My name is Greg Bach here in Radio Park, and Racine across the state from me in Marinette, Wisconsin is Mr. Pete Schwabe, and completing the Yadier Hair Triangle all the way in Madison is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. You can always be part of the conversation by calling or texting. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still have time to get your answer in for our question of the night, which is, who is the most annoying voice in sports? It could be a sportscaster. It can be an athlete. Could be the guy sitting next to you when you watch golf. It could be anything you want. Give us a call. Give us a text. Let us know who is the most annoying voice in sports.
But it is not Jimmy Cuska.
It's not Jimmy Cuska. No.
It is not.
It's nope. Not. I hope Jimmy Cuska's listening to this, or someone sends this to Jimmy Cuska, because he's got a great voice and he's a great man. So believe in yourself. Agreed. Jimmy. I believe in you. And don't forget to close out the show tonight. We are going to be doing the Nightlight or Nightcap. I just totally screwed up. Good Lord. The Nightcap. It's the way we close out the show, folks. But without any further ado, let us go to our second guest of the evening. He is the Community Engagement Librarian of Business and Technology at the Central Library in Madison. Martin Alvarado is back on the show. Good evening, Martin. How are you?
I am doing fabulously and just really enjoyed the last time I was here, and that's why I came back. Just love the show, love the conversation, and just love being able to share what my library does, but also what other libraries do.
Love it.
Great and to have you.
And we should also mention that Martin is in the Madison HQ right now, so it's a lovely place to be, and I'm happy you are with us again. Let's jump right into it, Martin. It is National Library Week. What is going on with the Central Library of Madison and other libraries around the area, do you know?
So the National Library Week actually starts in April, but since we're at the end of this month, just going to jump in, because if we talk about it in April, it'll already happen, right? So want to get in front of it, so give a little preview. And it's a time when the library just showcases what it's there for. It may not do anything flashy, but there's a couple of things that libraries have been banding around to do. And one is to figure out how much does the library contribute, or how much do you get into for each tax dollar that you put into the library? How much does the community get by? There's some formulas to do that. The American Library Association has figured out that you get about $5 on average that you spend in the community, and just the economic effect that the library can have. On a personal level, like, I borrowed 3 books to prepare for this week, actually 4 books. If I'd had to buy them, I would have probably already be at like close to the $100 mark if I bought them used, maybe about half of that. But through the library, I was able to just really not have to spend anything. So that's
great.
One of the great things about the library. And also, one of the things about the library is you can ask us any questions. So you can come into the library. It can be, what's the weather? It could be, I can't find the phone number for something. It could be, I just heard this word, or how do you spell it? We will do that. Yeah. But we will also have questions when it's something a little bit more sensitive, more complicated. And that's one thing that you can always lean on your librarian, wherever you are, to give you the best factual information that they can find, and to also guard whatever the nature of your question is. Librarians by law are not allowed to divulge it without a court order. So
Whoa.
So it's just, I never knew that.
Yeah, or even which books you checked out. So it's just kind of like one of the things about libraries is that library is your space where you can have like all these things that you're curious about, and it doesn't leave like what happens in the library stays in the library kind of thing. Or what you ask about the library at the library stays in the library. So it's
I just go in and start talking about all my personal problems and they have to listen? Is it like a hostage situation?
No, it has to be phrased in the form of a question, finding a resource or an answer. They'll probably recommend a few books and maybe give you a list of specialists in your area. But
love it.
Before you move on to anything else regarding to National Library Week, really quick, last time you were here, you talked about tax preparation services. Those are still available, yes?
Those are still available if you can just sneak in, and it's always ask if it's available. If you go to VITA, V-I-T-A, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program that the Wisconsin Department of Revenue does, Google that. It'll give you where these services might be happening close to you. You can also Google the AARP. Even though it is primarily geared for seniors, it will accept a number of different people. So always worth a try. And at this point, someone might just cancel. Like, so even calling the last week, you might get lucky.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Now, Martine, you are a preparer. And I know that because you said that during the break that you found out where this show where people can hear this show around the state. And you found out what was going on in those various libraries.
Yeah. So if I have it on... Just by following what I found about this show in particular, among the bigger civic media network, Eau Claire is definitely one of the markets that Nightlight is being broadcast. And they have a Treasure on Troubled Seas, a pirate escape room, mostly geared ages 4 to 12. But it's pretty much happening from the middle of March until like the 11th of April. So if you go there with your family or even just want to check it out, adults can also check it out. You can have like an escape room with like a parrot and some riddles, and it's just all happening right there at the library. It just really caught my attention, as I didn't think that could happen. And my fellow colleagues surprised me. Then also happening in another area in La Crosse, there's a gardening talk and seed swap that's on April 1st. It's not an April Fool's thing. And it is one, and I'm not totally sure. Don't quote me on the date. I think it's clipped here in the copy I have. But it's one where you can learn a little bit about gardening and you can get seeds and start growing whatever you might want to grow, like maybe tomatoes, maybe flowers, maybe some native plants. So that's a fun thing happening over there in La Crosse. In Hayward, a couple of days from now, and I didn't write that down, there's a history of Wisconsin fishing lures. So imagine that. Like just go and have like a master session. Goodness. I mean, the nerdiest thing for the outdoor people, like you can see it at the Hayward Library, just I believe sometime next week. Yeah, for fish nerds. Yeah. Also, a thing I discovered in Appleton, they have the AI Vision Station. So we were talking a little bit about AI last time. So this is a place where you have experts both from the library and other people who come in. You sit down, you ask your questions about AI, you take it for a test drive. So pats off for them to just getting in front of the technology and just making it, breaking it down for folks. Many libraries have this. So Oshkosh is not the only, but they have an Oshkosh Area Writers Club on April 4th, and it happens to meet, I believe, every month, where people who have writing projects can go there and get like some constructive feedback, have a community of writers. And I'd say a number of libraries offer that, not just Oshkosh, but Oshkosh stood out by having it happening in the near future. Let's see, Wisconsin Rapids, they're doing a book club on the Anxious Generation, which is how technology is just causing record levels of anxiety on kids and separation and lack of socialization. So they're doing every Monday through April a talk about read the book. It's a family meal that you can sign up for, and then just talk about strategies as to how better manage technology. So also hats off for offering that service to the community. So continue with a couple of things on the rundown. There's also movies at Wisconsin Rapids and many other libraries have that. So they have Monday movies, and they have both a matinee around 1:30, and then at 6 in the evening, they're showing Soul on Fire this coming Monday. So, and just check with your library, because you might even be able to get some movies that have been just fairly recently in the theaters that libraries purchase licenses to be able to show these in a community setting. Also, Teen Job Application Day over at the Milwaukee Public Library, and that's happening on a Tuesday at the Atkinson branch. And this is one of the other services. If you're looking to have someone read over your resume or maybe help with a job search, libraries can help you do that. So that's also great. A great program.
Don't get any ideas, Dom.
Too late.
And then over in Wausau, actually the Athens Library, that's part of that library system, they're having retirement-ready navigating Social Security benefits. So if you're reaching that age, you can get some expert advice from the different like organizations that make sure that you don't get scammed and that you know what you're going into.
Yeah.
And Madison Public Library and many other libraries already started in-person absentee voting. I voted yesterday. I was a nerd. Excellent. Or 2 days ago. Nice. So got in on the ground floor on that one. So that's happening in Madison for March 23rd until April 4th. So I'll check to see if your library offers something like that.
Excellent.
So that is outstanding.
Little roundup.
Mark. Yep. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's a little roundup, and I'll try to just share what all these amazing libraries around your listening area are doing.
Wonderful.
I love it. That is the voice of Martin Alvarado. He is the community engagement librarian of business and technology at the Central Library in Madison. Can we talk some books now, Martin?
Of course. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm very excited. I wanted to ask you about one that was on your list. I think I'm saying this right because I knew someone from this town. Cahokia Jazz, a novel by Spufford Francis. Am I saying that right?
I call him Francis Spufford, but he's British, and I haven't heard him pronounce it. So I think your guess is good. Well, it's as good as mine.
This sounds like the kind of book I would keep way past the deadline and have to pay fees because it sounds really interesting. It's a mystery. And is that in relation to Cahokia, Illinois, Southern Illinois? It sounded like it when I was reading the description.
Well, when I was putting together this list, there's a thread that goes through all our mysteries, like a little bit like the hard-boiled, like Raymond Chandler, Dashiell Hammett, but they happen in alternate versions of the United States of America. And that is like part of the joy of those. Not only do you have the mystery, the whodunit, the murder to solve, but you also are exploring this world that's like maybe 1 or 2 degrees away from the one that we live in. So in Cahokia Jazz, it's one where the Muscogee people were able to fight the U.S. Army to a standstill, and they got the right to establish their own state. The Mormons established their own country. And Alaska still belongs to the Soviets, and the Washington State, the northern part of Oregon, belongs to the British. So it's just kind of this crazy place that exists only in that novel. So this is a city from the Muscogee people that has African-American, has white people, but it's also happening with forces that were at play at that time. So there's the Klan is running amok in there, and now, like, this place that doesn't exist has to contend with that. And then there's this murder and this animosity happening between the different races. So, and it is just amazingly written. Just the prose just like lifts up from the page, and it's just really immersive.
Great mystery. It sounds great. Yeah.
The other couple ones, the Yiddish Policemen's Union, that happens in an alternate Alaska, where instead of founding the State of Israel, the Jews get sent to Alaska. And that's actually a plan that Franklin Delano Roosevelt had at some point. So it has like a seed of fact that got proposed.
Oh, wow.
So it's just kind of like playing fun, taking some inspiration. And I think these really allow us to look at like different issues in the abstract. And one thing I've always liked about mystery novels, they're really existential because there's the redemption. Maybe the character is a broken character and they're looking to get their life together, or maybe they're confronting death, they're confronting all these things. So this alternate universe also helps with being able to like explore even other topics. So that's and the other one. There's a couple other there that I could think of. Fatherland by Richard Harris, which imagines 1960s Nazi Germany rules all of Europe, and this man starts to unravel the secret of the Holocaust. So it's...
Wow.
There was actually a pretty decent HBO TV movie with Rutger Hauer as the main investigator, which was not bad.
Nice. I heard of that book a long time ago, and it always sounded very interesting to me. It's like, this is always a great list that you bring, and very, very interesting. Like, guys, I agree with Pete. It's like, these are some of these books you're like, I'm going to have to renew because I got to keep reading. So... this is absolutely wonderful. Martin Alvarado, thank you so much for being here again. We really appreciate you. Come on back, bring us more information about our libraries as well as more book picks. He is the community engagement librarian for business and technology at the Central Library in Madison. Martin, thank you so much again for being here. We really appreciate your time and your expertise on all great things library. And thank you so much for voting early.
Thanks, Greg. And thanks, Pete. We'll do this again sometime.
Excellent. When we come back, we are going to be getting into the nightcap here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close, friends.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. We are coming to you live on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg, and I'm coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, all the way in fashionable Marionette, Wisconsin. Marionette. Sorry, Dude. Pete.
Okay.
You know,
that was a double dig.
At least I didn't call it Holiday Christmasville USSR or anything like that. I was being respectful. I just mispronounced it.
That would have been better because that would have been one dig. You said Marionette, and then, you know, just okay. Where I'm cataloging all this.
It's Pete Schwabe in Marionette, Wisconsin, coming to you live and alive for you. And then in Madison, it's Dom Lee mm-hmm. on the ones and the twos. And we are here with you just for a few more minutes to wrap up this show. And don't forget, folks, in the 7 o'clock hour, we've got your final keyword of the day for the break in the spring multi-state text to win contest. So get your Civic Media app ready to text in that keyword and get your chance to win $200 plus a grand prize drawing of a mattress set from Verlo. So that's in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. There's still lots of great programming still ahead. And if I was a total and complete professional, I would say, what's on for tomorrow? And I have it right here. Cindy A. Schipani, a professor of business law at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, will be joining us to talk about the bonkers world of online betting. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Cannot wait.
You have me at bonkers.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many questions about that. So many questions. But that's tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Cindy. Professor Cindy Schipani will be here to talk about online betting on tomorrow's show. And we thank you for being here. Folks,
and Mike Clemens.
Oh, it's not on the list. Mike Clemens will be here. I'm sorry. That's my mistake. Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens will be here. We'll be talking about baseball. I am darn sure of that. So don't go anywhere. Stick around. We'll be here for you. Same time, same station as always. Now, it's the end of the show. It's time to wrap things up, and we have this little thing we call the nightcap. So hit it, Dom.
Thank you, man.
All right. Jazzy, all right, all right, all right.
I like it a lot.
Before we get into what we learned, Pete, we have some more comments that came through on the text line as well as the live stream. So why don't you hit those live stream comments?
You got it. Here we go. Let's jam. Daniel Berry Sports Highlights earlier in the show said, hi, guys. Happy Wednesday. Back at you, pal. Thanks for being
here
tonight,
thanks,
Daniel. And then we've got Sydney Politics, and I love Sydney's text. He says, not even trying to be political, despite my username, but I wish a lot of MMA. I watch a lot of MMA, and I'll say Joe Rogan is the worst commentator. You know, I have a lot of issues with Joe Rogan. I don't, there's a lot I don't like about him, but he is very good. I disagree with Sydney there. I wish he would have stayed in that lane because he's very good at it, but get it. He's annoying. Thank you, Sydney. I'm kind of all over the board there. Sydney also says, I want better pay for Dom so he can afford some better burger experiences.
Then go to the Big Arch. I promise you.
We pay Dom very handsomely. It's out of mine and Greg's pocket. Yeah. And then we got Trumpet Joe says, Stephen A. Smith and Dan Orlowski are dreadful sports commentators.
Okay.
Thank you, Trumpet
True.
Joe. That's awesome. And
John from Oshkosh listening on WISS says to Dom, so you've never had a real burger then? No way saying a McDonald's burger is the best burger is a real thing, right?
Yep.
Well, Dom really loves the burger, so I guess we're all going to have to deal with this together. Brett and Brown Deer, giver of the name the Yader Hay Triangle, listening on WAUK, he says, last month when I was in Thailand, I was craving a burger, so I went to a Burger King, and they had a truffle burger, and the sauce was the best I'd ever had from a chain restaurant. Wow. Other countries' fast food joints are amazing. Their food choices, their ingredients, everything. And I think there's a place here, I think it might be in Madison. There's a McDonald's where they serve the international choices. So you get to understand what other people get to have around the world. So I would love to have that. And then finally, Matt Norclair listening in says, just a comment on the triangle. I was working in South Carolina when one of the apprentices asked, why do all of your sentences end in A?
To which I responded, I just want to make sure y'all paying attention. You ain't hardly ever is. I didn't read that correctly, but thank you very much, man. Forget. I need new readers. So, but thank you everyone who texted in and left a live stream comment. We appreciate you. What did you learn tonight, Pete? What was your big takeaway?
That our fearless producer, Dom, you know, you heard it in his voice, the passion, the commitment. He went three separate times trying to get the Big Arch Burger. And he took one for the team. He ate that horrible food and he got chastised by listeners. Dom, I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
No problem. And okay. I got to say, I learned something too. And it was that the Hawk Tua girl is now back in business. So I'm excited.
Oh, hot fun that, in the summertime.
2 hours. That was your takeaway. Good to know.
He couldn't wait to spring that on us.
Cannot wait to check your credit card statement next month. All right. So, and my big takeaway was the fact that you can go to the public library and basically confess your sins and they can't do anything to you in a court of law. So that's what I learned today.
You know, it's funny. I learned also, if I can piggyback on what you just said, there is a contingency of librarians that are trying to do away with late fees. Like libraries also already give so much. There's so much going on there. They are treasured institutions. And now I kind of disagree with that though. Like there has to be some.
They have to be able to. Well, here's the thing is if they properly fund them, then they wouldn't need to do late fees if we stopped cutting their funding. So there you go. There's a fix right there. But I understand what you're saying there. And libraries are amazing. We need to keep them open. We need to keep books available because that just sounds like freedom and democracy. But that's for another conversation. On behalf of Pete, I'd like to thank Tucker and Dominic and Traffic and Engineering for all their hard work because without them, we do not talk into microphones that work. They are just sitting here doing nothing. Everyone who called, texted in, left a comment on the live stream to our guest, Martin Alvarado and Mr. Frank Hermans. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Remember, tomorrow we're talking to Cindy A. Schiappone about online betting and Civic Media sports writer Mike Clemens about sports, most likely baseball. But that's all for you tomorrow. Stick around for the 7 p.m. keyword in the Break into Spring Multi-State Text to Win contest. Get that Civic Media app ready to go because you deserve $200 and you might just win that today, including a mattress set from Verlo. But don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Civic Media Network. This has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Send them off right, Pete.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.